This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number three. I meant to say hour number three. I said hour number two. I apologize for being an idiot. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Well, the video is frozen. But it shouldn't be frozen. If that unfreezes it. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Well, it does. It just simply does. I turn on everybody I can to Frog Lube. Just because it does, it's a treatment. Check them out, froglube.com. I had an opportunity to send my Glock 19 back to Agency Arms, and I did. And I don't know exactly what they're going to do to it. I'm very eager to see. Suffice to say, that was, and I still consider it to be, my carry gun. However, it is currently absent. My other handgun, and I do, you know, up to this point, I only own two, is my Agency Arms Glock 17, which has an RMR. Normally, I put a flashlight on it. Not exactly a concealed carry piece, except with certain clothes. And I actually do have a MCOG for that holster that works beautifully with the flashlight on it, with the right clothes. But because I did need a concealed carry piece, because that was never going to fit in my bike bag, and I still am pedaling, I needed another concealed carry piece. And this time, I've decided to stick it out and see what I can do. I have had, this is Smith & Wesson M&P Shield number 5. I have had this 4 other times. The last time I had it, I sold it to Raven. And he has shot it in front of me, he and his significant other, and they shoot it a lot, shoot it often, and shoot it really effectively. And just being able to watch that example, I have seen that it is an effective piece. Despite what I may have heard from various quarters about it. But like I've said, I've looked into this 5 different times. So now I'm carrying one. A couple things I'm going to do here very shortly. I have seen these magazine base pads called Hive, H-Y-V-E, that turned this into a 10-round magazine. The 8-rounder extended one. It comes out just a little bit further and becomes a 10-rounder. I think I'm going to get 3 of those, and I'm going to get 3 8-rounders, and I'm going to carry 10-round magazines with it. Because for me, that is this puts me in a position I wouldn't normally have. It's not going to be that much longer than it already is on the grip, but it will be in the same magazine capacity, or at the same magazine capacity, as the beloved Glock 26. But it won't be as wide. And therein comes the beauty of it, because I've been carrying this thing now for a couple of weeks. And I have enjoyed carrying this gun as much as any gun I've ever carried. As a matter of fact, I enjoy carrying it more because it's easier to carry. A lot of the things that I have used in the past, because I like high capacity means weight in a lot of cases. A Glock 19 carries 15 rounds, one in the one in the tube is 16 rounds, so that's significantly more weight, or it's enough weight to make a difference than the 9 that this one is coming with, right? So in things like the compression shirt by Undertech, which I got to see if I could ride my bike with that thing on, it works. It doesn't show. It is not. It's just narrow enough to where that works perfectly. With the belly band, it works. With my bike bag, it's perfect. So while I will still carry the agency Glocks, and often, and with the 19, I mean, being without the 19, I did not expect it to be nearly as bad as it seems to be. But when I get the 19 back, I will probably carry it a lot. But I'm going to carry this one too. I'm going to continue to carry this one. Now, I have shot this, not this one. I haven't shot this one at all yet. I was supposed to go shoot it this past weekend. And for those of you who were here yesterday that realized I couldn't make it to the third hour because I was just that tired, that's because of some things that happened over the weekend that was just rough on me. And I didn't have it in me to go shoot because we were going to go shoot JT and I. Because he has a lot of experience with this gun. Masad Ayoub thinks very highly of this gun. So who am I to question that? I'm not going to question that. Got to get a good proper holster for it besides the belly band because I don't really have one yet. So I'm using the belly band predominantly. But for me, this is a radical departure. This is not normally my fare that I will carry. And I will tell you this, whenever I go out now, I do carry a kit in the car with the bigger Glock 17 in it, just in case. I carry two spare magazines with this, which is nothing. That's nothing. I don't even know they're there, which is nice, and at the same time, it's a little disconcerting. I'm having a hard time getting used to the lack of discomfort of those big 17-round and 15-round magazines sticking me in the base of the spine. I'm getting hard. It's hard for me to handle. But I'm waiting to see what I can do with this. I've never shot one of these enough to loosen it up. I want to shoot this enough to loosen it up to where it gets into a position to where I'm feeling pretty good about it. And it's, you know, it's full-blown 9mm, so I'm good to go. I'm happy with it. I don't, at first, everybody's like, go with an LCP if you're going to carry it. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to a 380. I don't care how small it is. Plus, this fills my whole hand. That's the other thing. It's narrow, but at the same time, all three of these fingers have somewhere to go. And that is important to me. So, if you are interested, right now I'm carrying the M&P Shield. Not a sponsor. Smith & Wesson is not a sponsor. And for those of you that carry a Smith & Wesson M&P, I will tell you that I probably wouldn't carry one of those because I don't like the triggers on those. I don't know why they don't take the trigger from the M&P and stick it in the full size. I don't know that at all. It's got some ergonomics that I like a little bit better in some cases than the Glock, but the trigger disqualifies it for me. This gun has a couple of attributes that I like a great deal. I will continue to carry it at least until my Glock 19 comes back. And then we will assess what we got going on then. As it is, I don't think it's if you're going to have a backup gun, I think this is the ideal size for a backup gun. This may be about as big as you want to go with a backup gun, but carrying an M&P Shield right now. Although Mike Parks is working on getting the 19 back to me. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Indeed it just works. Try it. You'll see what I'm saying. Let me take a moment to welcome to the Lock and Load fold a new Ninja Outpost, KRFE 580 AM in Lubbock, Texas. We are showing up there now. We're expanding slow but steady. And that means it just stays going. KRFE 580 AM in Lubbock. Thank you, Cliff Wilkes and his group. Yeah. Two Texas stations now. Hector, Texas. Lubbock, Texas. I'm coming, Texas. You don't mess with Texas. Oh, gosh. All right. What would you do? What would you think if I were to tell you that there were 600 million guns here in the United States? What would your thoughts be in that particular moment if I was bringing that particular fact pattern to you straight right now today? See, one of the things that I've learned in this is that conventional wisdom is almost always wrong or way low. For example, there is no definitive way to account for all of the guns in the United States. It has become commonly accepted that there's somewhere between 300 and 360 million in 2016. Now, that has always bothered me because we get this number and then it just never changes. It never changes. Especially, it only shifts slightly upward in recent years, even though we know that the NBI at FBI and background check system has been setting new records for 15 straight months. Out there, there's this gun blog called Weapons Man, created and manned by a former SF soldier and his peers. They make a compelling argument that the commonly bantered about estimate of 300 million guns in the United States may potentially be 100 to 360 million guns too low. They write, the numbers are all over the place, and many of them seem to recursively refer to one another, not exactly building confidence in the rigor of their development. But they seem to cluster around a narrative-friendly 300 million. What if that number is wrong? We believe that the correct number is much higher, somewhere between 412 and 660 million. Now, you may wonder how we came to that number, so buckle up and cringe if you're a math phobe, although it never gets too theoretical. Unlike most of the academics and reporters we've linked above, we're going to use publicly available data and show our work. What if we told you that one ATF computer system logged by serial number 252 million unique firearms and represented only those firearms manufactured, imported, or sold by a relatively small number of the nation's tens of thousands of federal firearms licensees? And he isn't kidding. He does show his work in exhaustive detail, showing both how the ATF's Voluntary Access 2000 database is used by 35 firms representing just 66 FFLs to upload data and to avoid annoying on-site visits. Most of the voluntary participants are manufacturers, but there are some distributors as well. Those 66 FFLs have uploaded 252,433,229 unique serial numbers in just 15 years. And they account for just 0.5% of operating manufacturers and importers. When somebody gets out there and they're doing a survey or a study or something and they show their method, that's where you look for the flaws. And there do not seem to be any significant flaws in their calculations or estimates. Now, unless somebody like a John Lott or Robert Geis Gary Kleck, unless one of them come around and start busting this up, I think we have to seriously consider that our commonly accepted best estimate of roughly 300 million firearms in the United States is a grotesque undercount. A more accurate estimate of 450 to 600 million firearms existing in the United States isn't just plausible, but it seems likely. And that's a thing, isn't it? That's the thing. Why do you think that they never get out there and start telling us, why don't the ATF report any numbers? I mean, they would know, right? They would know how many guns are out there, right? They have the records of the reports. FBI has it, don't they? NICS has it. Because here's the thing, the reason they don't talk about that is because they know that that's not an accurate number. See, in states like South Carolina, for example, while they may have the serial number of the gun that may have been sold that's out there in the area, they don't do a background check on me. When I got this gun, there was no background check done 2 weeks ago. That's because I have a concealed carry permit. I am vetted. So we do the paperwork. They keep the paperwork for the entire existence of the life of the business, and I have the gun. And it never goes any further than that. They don't call NICS. So in South Carolina, for example, there's nearly 300,000 concealed carry permit holders. In the United States, there's somewhere north of 15 million. Okay? I don't know what somebody has to go through in a state that has permitless carry. I don't know if they have to go through a background check or not. I would suspect they do. A federal one, anyway. But in the case of my state, with the few hundred thousand that we have that have permits, we don't have to go through background checks. Now, I don't know how active. I mean, my father, for one, is a guy that has guns, has a permit, and I don't think he really carries one. And I'm pretty certain he doesn't buy guns that very often. Certainly not from an FFL. So, all that being equal, looking at these numbers that the weapons ban comes up with, what if that's the case? I mean, I've made the case for how logistically impossible it is with 360. What if it's 600 million guns? And it's quite doable. There's 136 million gun owners in the United States. That's barely four per person, and I've got that many. And I'm not even a serious collector type. So what if that's the number out there? Then the whole part about Hillary wanting to do this and that, it becomes a little less who cares. It becomes a little more who cares anyway. When we get back, we're going to talk about learning how to train to do long-range shooting with a defensive handgun, because we don't get to pick and choose where we might have to engage an enemy. So we're going to talk about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Way too mellow for me, I swear to God. But hey, you know what? It'll work for YouTube, and that's all I want to make happy, right? Anyway. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. It works, and it works really well. Okay, so YouTube is having all kinds of trouble tonight. Does everybody understand why I'd like to get rid of the video feed when YouTube is having the troubles? All right. Most gunfights involving a criminal attack are going to occur real close. But we need to take into account that there are going to be exceptions to every rule. And therefore, we're going to understand that this is not always going to be the case. An attack may occur in a rural area or in a large parking lot where the distances are greater. Take, for example, in the FASTER program where somebody may be coming down a hallway in a school in Ohio. Knowing that a fight is going to be what it is going to be, it is a good idea for the defensive handgunner to have some experience in shooting at larger or longer than typical distances. Now, what is long range for a defensive shooter? Maybe 25 yards. It would certainly be anything at 50 yards or beyond. Experience shooting at longer ranges is necessary to understand how to compensate for the round drop. You also need to realize that sight picture, trigger squeeze, and breath control become even more important as the distance increases. A poor shooting technique that causes the bullet to be 2 inches off at 10 yards might mean that the bullet is off 6 or 8 inches at 50 yards. So in other words, poor technique could cause the shooter to miss the entire vital zone at longer ranges. Depending upon the bullet weight and velocity of a chosen gun and load, a distance is soon reached where the gravitational pull of the bullet causes the bullet to drop out of the vital zone when using the conventional sight picture. As defensive shooters, we need to know at what range that that's going to occur in order to be able to correct for it with a sight picture that will put the bullet where it needs to go in order to stop the fight. That means you're aiming higher, short form. And you might compensate for that simply by holding higher on the target. However, this might present a problem if the attacker is using cover and exposing only a portion of his body. Another problem with just holding higher on the target is that it further obscures one's view of the target. Because you're holding the gun higher, we may no longer be able to see the attacker's hands or detect body movement. So the proper sight picture is to have the tops of the rear sight and the front sight level with each other and to be centered on the target. At a longer range, the front sight is still on the center of the vital zone, but it is raised above the level of the rear sight. That's going to take some practice to be able to judge the distance to the target and to know just how much front sight to hold up. And when you switch carry guns and calibers, you're going to find that each one will require a different sight picture in order to deliver the bullet to the vital zone. This kind of shooting increases the shooter's understanding of the importance of mastering the basics of marksmanship, which is sight picture, breath control, and trigger squeeze. But it also builds your confidence in a chosen defensive handgun and your ability to deploy it effectively. Legendary Texas Ranger Captain Frank Hamer always preferred using a rifle when a fight was imminent. But he practiced long-range pistol shooting because he understood that there might be times when the distance was greater than normal, and his rifle wasn't readily going to be around him at that moment. That means that the modern defensive shooter should do the same for the same reason. Now, when the distances in an attack are greater, our options are also greater. We may choose to seek cover, or we could leave. We could just get out of there, you know? But there could be well times when those options are simply not valid. Delivering center hits to the vital zone of an attacker will stop the fight regardless of the distance. Knowing how to deliver the fight-stopping hit quickly and accurately is what personal defense with a handgun is all about. Experimenting with a chosen defensive handgun at longer ranges broadens options and provides a better understanding of your handgun and abilities to defend yourself or himself, herself, whatever it may be. The thing to remember about this is that every gun's going to be different. There's going to be changes for barrel length, right? The longer the barrel, the more accurate it's going to be at a longer distance. That's why rifles are more accurate. I'm going to practice that. I don't know how much with this, but I'm going to practice that. I think I may work on this at about 30 yards. But then when the Glock 19 gets back and with the Glock 17 that I have, which seems to be, the Glock 17 has the RMR on it. And that seems to work at 30 yards, wherever I'm putting the dot on it. So, And because it has a red dot, I am thinking about trying that out at a longer distance to where I have to make an adjustment as to where I'm holding it. This is one of these things where you're learning how to overcompensate, you know. In the martial arts, where we would train and throw kicks at each other's heads, our instructors would tell us how foolish it was to actually do that in a real fight and that we shouldn't kick above the waist. Because when you're throwing a kick at somebody's head, you don't have the balance. You don't have, and you're sort of out there. If you miss or if you don't connect and they come in on you, well, then you've got a problem. Suffice to say, a problem, small problem, and that's the big issue. Can you overcompensate for that? Let me apologize. Everybody that's messing with this video feed tonight, let me apologize for it. I do not know why it is so bad. It is horrible. As we get ready to go into break, micro-stamping. LA Times, they think micro-stamping is obstructed by the gun industry. Micro-stamping is a stupid technology. Micro-stamping, in a word, is where they're going to engrave something on the firing pin that's going to then, on impact, leave a brand, if you will, on the brass. And then the brass, they're presuming that everybody has semi-autos because they're thinking the brass is going to be ejected and they'll find it and know where the gun came from, right? Well, okay. Two things about micro-stamping. Item number one. There's something called emery boards. Your girlfriend probably has one. Maybe you have one. I don't know. That you do your nails with, you know? You can get one of those and get a micro-stamped firing pin and take about 5 minutes. Guess what? Viola, there's no micro-stamping no more. It is gone. It is gone. The other part of it is that, you know, the thing that makes guns, you've heard of that thing called break-ins, where you're breaking them in? Breaking in a gun typically means that you're shaving away metal. And with micro-stamping, every time that firing pin with that raised metal brand on it slams into a primer, even though the primer may be soft, it's degrading that. And in time, it will be gone anyway. So, and have they figured out how many rounds it takes for that to happen? Probably not. Probably not. California wants it, and I mean, pretty soon there's not going to be, they're not going to allow any handguns in California anyway. I don't even know what that's about. Anyway, we'll be right back one more time. This goes back to GCN. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right. Coming to you live. Hey, this is the last time on the firing line, too, by the way. I'm so happy to be here in the third hour. I felt so bad. Yeah, I mean, second hour, I was barely awake. And when the third hour came, I just fell asleep. So happy to be feeling better. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you, one more time, by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Now we're going to talk about this because I have this fantasy of seeing this happen again, which I think if there was a Trump presidency, there's a better and even chance he might pursue this. We're talking about former Pennsylvania State Attorney General Kathleen Kane. She came into office on the support from a lot of gun control groups from outside of Pennsylvania, and she has been sentenced on felony perjury charges. In fact, I'm looking at a picture of her right now in handcuffs. Sweet justice. Ms. Kane, 50, was both the first woman and first Democrat elected to that office when she defeated her Republican opponent in 2012 in a very narrowly decided race, a former Lackawanna County prosecutor. She worked for the 2008 Clinton presidential campaign and was endorsed by former President Bill Clinton on her own run. Now convicted of illegally leaking grand jury records and then lying about it, she was sentenced by Judge Wendy Demchik-Alloy. Is that a brilliant? Demchik-Alloy. On Monday to 10 to 23 months in prison, though she gets to remain free on bail pending appeal. She resigned her position in August and was installed in her post with the help of national gun control advocates, like Bloomberg. Through his Independence USA PAC, they dropped $600,000 into her race for attorney general against Republican David Freed, funding an ad promising the Democrat would tighten restrictions on concealed carry reciprocity agreements if elected. The NRA gave her an F rating at the time, reserved for a true enemy of gun owners' rights. a consistent anti-gun candidate who always opposes gun owners' rights and or actively leads anti-gun legislative efforts or sponsors anti-gun legislation. She also received high marks from a local gun control group in her 2012 campaign. She received a perfect score on Ceasefire PA's questionnaire, they noted in their endorsements. In particular, Kane has committed to a review of all concealed carry reciprocity agreements currently in place between Pennsylvania and other states, including Florida, and renegotiating or terminating those that do not meet Pennsylvania's standards. And she kept her promise. And she severed reciprocity with a number of states shortly after she was elected. She then added her name to a list of state attorneys general opposing federal right to carry laws. When it came to Pennsylvania's Act 192, which allowed member groups such as the NRA to stand in for individuals on lawsuits against local municipalities over gun control ordinances in excess of state law, she stood aside in 2014 when the law was itself challenged, declining to defend it. Now, the NRA has endorsed Republican State Senator John C. Rafferty in his bid to move into Kane's vacated office, also vying for the job as Democrat Montgomery County's Commissioner Josh Shapiro, who has much the same support from the same camps as Kane, including an endorsement from Ceasefire PA and a $250,000 check from Michael Bloomberg. So, in a recent face-off between the two candidates, Rafferty referred to his effort against Shapiro as "I'm running against Kathleen Kane in a suit." But hey, justice is served in this particular case. I would love to see this served in the case of Eric Holder or Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, James Comey. I would love to see it served in their cases. Coming from WikiLeaks, Hillary Clinton decided to, instead of, you know, Clinton, as far as being a campaigner, how can we put it? Oh, yeah. She sucks. She is horrible as a campaigner. And in one of the emails contained in the WikiLeaks Podesta email release, this showed that she had gun control supporters planted in a town hall audience in Manchester, New Hampshire. This occurred on October the 5th, 2015, a year ago, just 4 days after a man opened fire at Umpqua Community College campus in Oregon. In the email thread dated October 4, 2015, a speech draft was passed around on behalf of Megan Rooney. The email contained talking points for Clinton to use to discuss guns in Manchester. The first part of the email reminded other campaign staffers that the town hall had no specific focus, although gun control would be highlighted. There are some short TPs about guns for the New Hampshire Community College town hall. This is not a town hall exclusively about gun violence. It's just a regular town hall. Those are the notes. The email then turned, reminding everyone that there would be gun control plants at the town hall, that those plants would be from various gun control groups. The notes again read, "But the person who will introduce Clinton will tell a story about gun violence in her life, and there will be people in the audience from gun violence ORGs. Manchester town hall was held at Manchester Community College, and the talking points advised Clinton to begin by saying, 'We've seen yet another mass murder, this time in a community college in Oregon. It's probably a lot like this one.' The text of her speech showed that she promised to make gun control a top priority and enumerated controls like an assault weapons ban, an expansion of the list of persons barred from gun possession, and more laws against straw purchases. She did not mention the fact that the Oregon Community College campus was gun-free zone, which means it had 100% gun control, nor did she mention that the gunman acquired his firearms with a background check." Here's the thing about this. If you're going to get out there and you're going to have an audience and you're going to put plants out there, I mean, I could do this. I could call anybody that I know that listens to this show, and I could make it sound like I've got callers the entire show. I could do that. I don't do that, but I could do that. But it serves no purpose for me to do that. It serves no purpose. One day there will be, you know, as the audience grows and everything, the live audience grows, I will not have to talk that much because I'll throw some point out there and then I'll have to defend it or, you know, talk about it through the rest of the show, given time. But getting out there and setting the audience with ringers, if you will, Who are you talking to? Are you trying to convince the ringers to back you because they already are backing you? I mean, there becomes a point where the returns begin to diminish in my viewpoint. I don't know what good that did, because getting out there and having ringers come in there and say, so what can we do to stop all of this gun violence? Those talking points have already been out there, and having somebody actually ask it versus somebody who's actually wanting you to pursue it, those are two different things. They really are. They're not the same thing. It's not one of those deals where you get to get out there and claim the high ground, because you're not getting anywhere. You're on a treadmill. You're walking really fast and going nowhere. So, we got that. That just kills me, though, every time I see that. Well, we had ringers in the audience. Let's see if the feed straightens itself out. If the feed is not straightening itself out, we're going to have to think real serious about abandoning. Look how slow it is. People that listen live in the chat room, do you really want to go with this? Wouldn't you rather have some real time? So, look, the feed is slowing down now. It's not coming to you. I don't control how fast it gets to it. Got to move on. Got to use that good audio that Genesis provides. That's what we got to do. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney's World According to Second Call Defense, as we are on every Wednesday. I tried the other day to get a new intro to the show, and I sent it off to somebody that I thought would do it, and I got it back, and it was just so awful. It was horrible. I played it for one of the salespeople at Genesis, and it was horrible. So I'm still on the lookout for that. One more thing to do, and then we'll be done. We'll have everything in place the way it's supposed to be done. That is all coming. Remember this, not going to be here on Friday. It will be Paul Lathrop, Rob Morse, he'll be here. That's coming up. Between now and then, it's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.